Allah's favors are showering on us at all times. The fact that we have come to the masjid with the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually you bring to your house whom you have some attachment with. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the call to everybody. But those who go forward towards Allah, Allah gives them the ability. وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. The person who makes inabat towards Allah, who turns towards Allah, Allah gives him guidance. So we've only come here to the masjid with the fazal and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How kind and how merciful Allah ta'ala is, that just by making our Isha salat with jama'at, Allah is rewarding us with half the night in ibadat. And if you make the fajr salat also with jama'at, it is as though you have spent the whole night in ibadat. With Isha and fajr with jama'at, Allah is rewarding us for ibadat for the whole night. What a great favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, my dear brothers, to sit in the masjid for the fikr of deen, to listen to the talks of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have special visitors, you ask them to stay longer. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us tawfiq of spending more time in the masjid. It is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person whose heart is linked to the masjid, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Special VIP place. When the sun will come down and people will be drowning in their own sweat, yet we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor certain groups of people to be under the shade of Allah's arsh. And one such group will be those whose hearts are linked to the masjid. They spend more time in the masjid, or they make fikr for the abadi of the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this person opportunity to spend more time in the masjid and also to bring people towards the masjid. When the fikr is being made to make the masjid abad, the masjid lively with a'mal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the calamities also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the calamities also, my dear brothers. And at the same time, we have to worry that how can 100% Musliman frequent the masjid, and the ladies at home also making their namaz on time, and also the quality of our amal is improving. The quality of our amal is improving. Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created maut and hayat to test you, which of you can do better deeds. أحسن عمل, best form of amal. And usually in English we say life and death. But here in this ayat, Allah is telling us, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah has created maut, death first, and then life. That means that keep our maut in front. Keep our maut in front, which is a very, very close reality. It is so sure that Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the most yakini, most certain thing comes to you, and that is maut. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us ahsan amal. And ahsan amal is acquired through qualities in our amal, of which the most important quality is sahih iman and sahih yakin. To have this correct yakin in our hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing everything, Allah is controlling everything, Allah Ta'ala is the sole provider, everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. We have to talk about this again and again so that this reality sinks in our heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing everything. Allah ta'ala asks us simple questions in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Do you see that which you are planting? Those crops that grow? Do you make it to grow or does Allah makes it to grow? Simple question. And that crops also Allah is providing for us. The water that is coming down, Allah Ta'ala asks, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you make this water to come down from the skies, from the clouds? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is sending it down. So like that, Allah Ta'ala asks simple questions for us to remember that everything is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah explains His ni'mat. Allah is the sole Rabb and sole provider. That milk that comes to us between the dung and the blood, pure milk comes out. The 14th sipara Allah Ta'ala says, بَيْنِ فَرْسِ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Pure milk you are getting. It is out of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In no machine you can put grass and water and get milk coming out. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the cow only has grass and it only has water. But yet we find fresh milk coming out pure, very, very delicious for us to drink. So everything is happening with the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do every amal with the correct yaqeen, with the correct niyat of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do the every amal with ihtisab, with the hopes of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do every amal with the consciousness of Allah, with the dhyan of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ibadat for His remembrance. Akim is salata li zikri. Establish this salat for My remembrance. So that is why we are encouraged to make zikr of Allah in abundance also, with dhyan, with concentration, so that our ibadat is with concentration towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when these amal will be done with these qualities of strong iman, strong yaqeen, correct intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the right way, as shown by Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, we have to learn the masail from the ulama, the rules and regulation of performing every amal correctly. And when that amal is done with mujahada and nafs, when that amal is done with putting your nafs, your desires down and doing it as it's supposed to be done, then, my dear brothers, that amal will become maqbool in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, a person can make a salat at home also, the faraz will be ada. His faraz will be fulfilled, but he has not done it as shown by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who emphasized it, that the salat must be performed in the masjid with jama'at. And the salat has to be performed correctly, hatta itmanna sajidan, hatta itmanna raki'an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave us guidelines to perform salat in such a way that your body is at ease. In qiyam you are at itminan, in ruku you are at itminan. After ruku, when you stand up, you stand up with ease. Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. You pause, and thereafter you go into sajda with ease, so that that namaz is completed with ease, and it goes up in a beautiful form, and it prays and make dua for you. Hafizak Allah kama hafiztani. May Allah protect you as you have protected me. So one side we have the amal to be done correctly with these qualities, so that it becomes ahsana amal. Khalaqa al-mauta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. This is the purpose Allah Ta'ala says, we have created mort and life so that you may do amal in the highest form. Ahsana amal means in the highest form, in the best way, not haphazardly. All, whatever amal we do it, try to learn it properly, try to take our time, try to perform it correctly. And that salat performed correctly, it will draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That salat will draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are unlimited. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treasures of it, and Allah ta'ala sends it down according to His fixed planning. Likewise, Allah ta'ala talks of أحسن قول, the best words. Just as أحسن عمل is matloob and desired in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise Allah ta'ala gives us أحسن قول, best words. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And whose words can be better than him who calls towards Allah, he does good a'mal and he says that I am from the Musliman, I am from amongst the Muslims, I am one of them. And whose words can be better than him who calls towards Allah, he does good a'mal also and he says that I am from the Musliman. Those are the best words liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves it, a person calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more a person calls towards Allah, talks about the greatness of Allah, his iman will increase. His love for Allah will increase. And the more he talks about Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya, the greatness of Allah will enter his heart. I've heard from our elders that dusro ke liye daawat hogi, apne liye iman ka izafa hoga. For others it will be a message, an invitation. For your own self it will be an increase of iman. Anything you talk about more and more, it sinks into the heart. Likewise, we talk more and more about the greatness of Allah, the kudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, that Allah is doing everything, our hearts will be linked to Allah. And this was the practice of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِيَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Whenever any matter cropped up, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam hastened towards salat. So we have to see today when any sickness comes, when any difficulty comes, Allah must save us. But a test comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does our mind goes? Where does our heart goes? They say, why, while traveling, why keep your phone? We can keep contact. Emergency. Before that emergency was to carry one can of water and carry your musalla. Carry it in the trunk. Make salat on the road also. And also in need of wuzu, read 2 rakat namaz and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, my dear brothers, without the cell phone, Allah used to do our work. Many a times. We don't have the time to count any examples. But many a times, my dear brothers, ask our seniors how Allah Pak did their work. Where our mind did not go to. Wherever? Mind did not go to. Allah Akbar. Just to make the hadith an amad that how Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us. Imagine you got a Saudi ticket and now you're going to the Emirates flight. You got the Saudi ticket and you're going to the Emirates flight. But there were Jamaat sitting on overseas airport and their flight, French Airlines, is coming the next morning. Next morning, they got to sit whole night in the airport. So they went to the airport manager and say, "Bhai, we want the Johannesburg flight. There's an SAA coming here at 11 o'clock in the night. We want to take this flight." He said, "But you got French Airlines ticket." So you are the manager of airport. We all people here, old people, sick people. How are we going to move? He said, "Well, let me speak to the French manager." They phone him up 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. That fellow must be woke up in the sleep also. He said, "No, put them on, man. In the morning I will sign the papers. Put them on. In the morning I will sign the papers." And by Fajr time, the Jamaat is already in Johannesburg. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala karne wale hai. Hamare Allah bade hai. Hamare Allah sabse bade hai. Mana Umar sahab hamtaro se jaakar logo ko kaho ke hamare Allah ki badaai ko tasleem karo. Allah tumhare bede paar karenge. Hamare Allah bade hai. Sabse bade hai. तुम बयान करो तो भी बड़े हैं, ना बयान करो तो भी बड़े हैं. Our Allah is most great. Whether you talk about the greatness of Allah, He is still great. Whether you talk less about Him, He is still great. Whether you don't talk about Him, He is still most great. He is doing everything. And Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, this ayat used to take a lot of taste and read this ayat, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. Wa im min shay'in illa indana khazainu wa ma nunazziluhu illa biqadarin ma'loom. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treasures of it. And Allah ta'ala sends it down according to His fixed planning. Take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Logo se lene wale bane, Allah se lene wale bane, aur logo ko dene wale bane. Logo se lene wale bane. Take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And go from person to person and calling them towards Allah. Maulana Yunus Poona Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, came to South Africa many times also, used to tell us that by logo ko jaakar Allah ki rahmat ke umidwar banao. Go to the people and make them hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is so kind. Allah is so merciful. Allah is the great giver. Turn towards Allah ta'ala. My respected elders and dear brothers, alhamdulillah, we are sitting in Masjid al-Noor. All the musallis are full of noor. They are with the great ulama here. But also move out of Durban and to the various corners and you will see so many people far from deen. So many people not performing namaz. How much are we taking raham on them? Irhamu man fil ard. Yarhamukum man fil sama. Zameen walo par raham karo. Asman ke malik Allah tum par raham karenge. Have mercy on the people of the earth. Allah will show mercy to you. Allah will show mercy to you, my dear brothers. And when Allah's mercy comes, Allah's help comes, my dear brothers, even our mundane affairs become easy. Even our mundane affairs become easy, my dear brothers. Hafiz Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi from England said, the sahaba ko chuhe aakar sone ke sikke dekar gaye, hamare waada chuhe aakar khakar chale jate hain. Sahaba Ikram, they were given gold coins by the rat when the Sahaba went for istija. And he says, England, the rats come and eat it up. One South African Jamaat told me they bought the eggs and all the necessary items for breakfast and left it on the kitchen table. And next morning it was all down. The rats had the breakfast beforehand. For us waqt se by England ka aur America ka shok nikal gaya. Na pound ka shok. Allah bahut kuch dene wale hai. Allah dene wale hai mere bhaiyo. But Allah has chosen us for a great work. Ahsan amal. Ahsan qawl. That whose words can be better than him who calls towards Allah. He does good a'mal. And he says that I am from the Musalman. What a great work Allah has given us, my dear brothers. Every ummati has been made responsible. Every ummati has been made responsible and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kuntum khaira ummat. Every ummati has been chosen, my dear brothers. And if he is not counting himself responsible and chosen by Allah, he is in a loss. If he is not realizing his duty, then he is in a loss. Imagine a doctor opening a stall outside the mosque here and selling onions and potatoes. He says, no, I need 300 a day. I sell my onions, potatoes and fruit and I get 300 a day. It's enough for me. What the people will say? He's not a sensible person. Like that, this ummah has been given a great task of calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk towards about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, Maulana Yunus sahab rahmatullah alayhi ki kabar ko noor se barsaya. Maulana Yunus Patel sahab used to personally tell us, by jamaats coming to you all, keep them 4 days, 5 days in the area, let them work, let them bring the people, let them teach them the deen. Teach them the deen, my dear brothers. This was Maulana's tashkil. Jamaats come, let them stay 4 days, 5 days. And let them bring the people to the masjid and teach them the basic and make them do the amal. This is the same thing I heard from my elders in Raivin. They wrote in that parcha, you know, that jamaats go, they have a name list and where to go and how to go. Har masjid mein jam kar kaam karo. Masjid jamaat ko apne saamne tayar karke apne saamne kaam karao. Prepare the jamaat of the masjid. And make them work in front of you. Put them onto amal. My respected elders and dear brothers, Allah has given us a great task, great business. Allah calls it a business, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah calls it a business, my dear brothers. Great are the prophets. يَكْفِلْ لَكُمْ زُنُوبَكُمْ وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah will forgive you your sins. Allah will enter you into gardens and paradise. Allahu Akbar. Great are the prophets, my dear brothers. Unfortunately, our 2x2 office holds us back. And our 2x2 shop holds us back. Very busy, very busy. Both busy here, Dr. Sam, very busy in my hospital, in my surgery. By Padi Rahmatullah is to tell us that Malik al-Maut says, I am also very busy. Malik al-Maut says, I am also very busy. Kya kisi ka janaza uthaya nahi? Kya kisi ka janaza uthaya nahi? Kya hame bhi usi simt jana nahi? Did you not carry the janaza of somebody? Don't you also have to go into the same direction? After every namaz in the Haram Sharif, As-salatu al-amwat, As-salatu al-amwat wal-atfal, janaza for many mayats, janaza for many mayats and for children. Did we ponder, so many people are going, when is my number? No doubt you have to earn halal rozi also, my dear brothers, sideline. Lekin hamara nabi ka kaam, main kaam, my dear brothers. And Allah Rabbul Izzat brings upon good conditions according to the good amals that go up. The good amal will go up. Allah will send good conditions down in this world, my dear brothers. This is an effort of iman and amal. Iman and amal and all Allah's promises in the Quran with iman and amal. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers. It is a very, very mubarak occasion. The ijtima is coming in front of us. Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to take work from us. Inna li rabbika fid dahri nafahat fata'arradu laha. Verily, from the side of your Rabb, special breezes blow, take benefit therefrom. Apne Rabb ki taraf se Rabbani lehre chalti hai, fayda uthalo, fayda uthalo. Allahu Akbar. So many istimas, people came, new people came, and Allah chose them. Allah chose them, my dear brothers. And they become, alhamdulillah, Allah conscious. They became active in the work of deen, and they went to the ulama, and they learned deen, and some of them became huffaz. Some of them became ulama. The barakah, the one ijtima, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. So alhamdulillah, this is a very, very golden opportunity given to us. That the ijtima is in our zone. This halka, Overport halka. How many masjid and musalla in this halka? 25 masjid, Allahu Akbar, and halka. So this halka can at least give 25 jamaats. 25 jamaats, before and after. Ye kamai ka waqt hai. Ye kamai ka waqt hai, mere bhaiyo. This is a work of increasing our effort and thereby giving more time to the masjid and making the work of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam our work. So that on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam will embrace us and say, these are my ummatis who worked for my deen. At a time when deen was coming out from the lives of the people in general. These are the people who worked for my deen at a time when people around us are going far from deen. Because when a person misses salat, my dear brothers, he hits the boundary of Islam. He hits the boundary of Islam, my dear brothers. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. They are from amongst the people who worship Allah on the sides, on the boundaries. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرًا اِطْمَعَنَّ بِهِ. When good conditions are there, he is at ease. When asabathu fitna in kalaba ala wajhi, when some test and trial comes over him, he turns away. Khasira dunya wal akhirah. He loses on this world also. He loses on akhirat. Today, so many people all around us in Durban, whether it's South Coast, Chatsworth, Phoenix, Verulam, Overport, Mirbank, you can name the areas, my dear brothers, will shed tears of blood. You will shed tears of blood to see so many people are leaving the farais also. So many people are leaving the farais, the basics, my dear brothers, and because of which the ummah is in difficulty in the world. Zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal bahr bima kasabat aydin nas. All the fasad and corruption in the land and in the sea is because of the actions of mankind. Because of the actions of mankind, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. Most of our brothers, mashallah, from town, from overport, there was time in city of Durban when the bread and the milk would lie outside the tea room and the shop. 6 o'clock in the morning, shops open 7 o'clock. Nobody will touch that bread and that milk. Nobody will touch it. And the milkman would come with his cart, take the basket of milk and go deliver upstairs. All the milk is safe in the cart. Today they say, leave alone the milk, they'll put him in the cart and cut him away too. So you don't report to the police. When the guna was less, even the non-Muslim ladies would dress up nicely. Non-Muslim ladies would dress up with long dress, cover the head. On a busy day, would sell about 5-6 dozen of headscarves, big headscarves, this size, big one. Oh, hinda ba mama ubap makanda, ibi bakanda mabalega. Mama, why are you tying your head so tightly? Where your head is going away? Ah, zubapa gatle. Non-Muslim ladies tying their scarves properly, my dear brothers. Mere bhaiyo, from the signs of Qiyamah, many small signs are coming up. Ladies will be dressed and yet be naked. Ladies will be dressed and yet be naked, and the Muslim traders are saying, Tata mama, tata, maningi shipile, lo woolwoods and a corner, 200 rand, jina ninga 100 rand. Gunaku gunani samajte. Gunaku gunani samajte, mere bhaiyo. Ummat ke liye rona hai, mere bhaiyo. When will that pain come in our heart that Allah's deen is going down and the Muslims are getting hiding in the world? Thousands are being killed in Syria, thousands are being in difficulty in Palestine, thousands. Hundreds of thousands are living in refugee camps, my dear brothers. Yeah? I heard Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, when there were riots in India, many Muslims are being killed in Meerut. Ramzan time, hot day, hot weather. After Zuhur they should have Yasin Sharif Khatam and Dua. Crying before Allah, Ki Allah hum ikrari mujrim hai Allah. Ya Allah hum ikrari mujrim hai Allah. Jaise kaam karne ka tha, ya Allah, humse kaam nahi hua, ya Allah. Allah tu hume maaf kar de, Allah. Hum ikrari mujrim hai Allah. Ya Allah, we are those criminals of confessing our guilt before you, ya Allah. As the work is to be done, ya Allah, we have not done our work. My respected elders and dear brothers, it is a very, very great opportunity, inshallah ta'ala. Tashkeel will take place now. Various departments of the istima will be explained to us. And mainly, my dear brothers, that we are in need of increasing our iman and amal. We are in need of increasing our time for the masjid so that those people who are coming to the masjid must make the work of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam my work. It is not only CC, close company, 5-6 people sitting making mashura, 8-9 people making talim. It is for everybody and to bring other people. It is for everybody to bring other people so that Allah Ta'ala accepts us. I heard this from Maulana Yusuf Lujani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he became Shaheed in Pakistan. Maulana Yusuf Sahab, he was in the Kirk Street Markaz in Johannesburg. He says that jo Nabi wala kaam karte hai and calling people towards Allah on the day of Qiyamah, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will give them Jame Kausar with his Mubarak hands and also give them the jugs to go and serve it to others. Such a great work, my dear brothers. Such a great work Allah has given us. The more we will put our heart into it, Allah will accept us. This is a work of acceptance from Allah. We have to cry before Allah. This standing up and giving our names is showing our talab to Allah. That, Ya Allah, I am in need of it, Ya Allah. I am in need of increasing my iman and amal. So, himmat karke bolo, inshallah. We want 25 jamaats, inshallah, minimum, from each masjid and musalla, inshallah, wa ta'ala.
Hello, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Kaun pehel karenge? Who will be the first one, inshallah? Take the reward of all the jamaats, inshallah, that will be following. MashaAllah, Ameen. Allah kabul farma, Allah asan farma, Allah har rukawat ko dur farma. Say Ameen, inshallah. Ameen. 4 months, inshallah. Dr. Parag, Jazakallah. Two jamaats before the ishtima, inshallah. Jazakallah. Sarike se bolo bhai, who else, inshallah? 4 months, 40 days, inshallah. Bolo bhai. Who else, inshallah? Take a share of the ishtima. from the Nurani Masjid, one Nurani Jamaat. Say Ameen, inshallah.
Ameen.
Ji, bolo bhai.
It's coming into the hearts of everybody, inshallah. Make the niyat, preparation, dua, Allah will take us. These few days of our life that we have, let us make them valuable, my dear brothers. Let us make them valuable. Nobody is telling us to close our office. Make some tarteeb, inshallah. Some aage peeche. Allah will take us out. Allah will take us out.
One jamaat. MashaAllah. From Henry Road. Alhamdulillah. Which are the masjid, inshallah? We heard 25 ilakas here. 25 masjid and musallas. So each masjid, each musalla can make niyat, inshallah. From your halka, from the masjid, from the musallas, inshallah. Harek niyat kare, inshallah. Bolo, inshallah. Who else is there? Make himmat, inshallah. Jamaat from? Alaykum. Jazakallah. Allah kabul farma, inshallah. Or bolo, ji, is tarike. One jamaat, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? All bolo. Ji, what's the niyat? MashaAllah, jazakallah. One before and one after, mashaAllah. Is that what you say, bolo? MashaAllah. Before the ishtima, making effort towards the ishtima. And then another from the ishtima, mashaAllah. Who else, inshallah? Alhamdulillah. Ji, so? Hilal Masjid. Which masjid, musallah, hasn't made niyat yet, inshallah? Ji. 4 months from September. MashaAllah. Jazakallah. Ji. Shehud. Masturajim. Ji. MashaAllah. Or bolo. Who else, inshallah?
Keep on giving our names, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will take us out, inshallah. Allah will take work from us, my dear brothers. Allah will take work from us. Bolo, mere bhai, bolo, inshallah. Himmat karke bolo. 40 days is not a very long time. Just now we are making the dua. Allah barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ramadan is gone also. Shawwal is gone too, and we are in Zilqada. How fast the last 2.5 months went, my dear brothers?
Which masjid is left? Which musalla is left now? North Beach. Jazakallah. One from North Beach. Or bolo. Who else? No one should be left out, inshallah. Every masjid, every musalla from this halka, make a niyat, inshallah. Karne wali zaat, Allah hai. We heard the bayan just now. Allah will make it possible, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Shall we all make niyat, inshallah? Ji? One jamaat. One jamaat, mashallah. So brothers, ishtima, as we know, is round the bend, as they say. Not many days left. And for this ishtima to be successful, the bunyadi mehnat has to be made. And that bunyadi mehnat is to go door to door, home to home, person to person. Cover every street, every home, every baligh male in that home. And in this way, invite everybody to attach themselves to the masjid. Every person, every baligh male, to attach themselves to the masjid. Elders say, ishtima is a bahana, is an excuse to raise the level of the work of the masjid. To raise the attendance of our musallis in our masjid. How will we know whether we benefited from the ishtima or not? Whether I benefited or not? From my home we benefited or not? From our area did we benefit or not? How did our masjid benefit from the ishtima? The barometer that our elders have shown us is a very simple barometer. Before the ishtima, what was the level of deen in my life? In my home, in our ilaka, in our basti. And after the ishtima, if the level of deen has raised, then we can say, Alhamdulillah, shukr to Allah, I benefited from the ishtima. Otherwise, others will come from far and wide, and as we have heard, many people have come and they get affected by the ijtima, they will go away. Inshallah, they'll take benefit from the ijtima. But we who are the host, as Maulana explained, this masjid, this ilaka, we are all the host. The host has to take the most benefit. So the barometer is the level of deen has to increase in our lives, in our homes, in our basti, and the level of the musallis, or the attendance of the musallis in our masjid, must increase. Then we can say, alhamdulillah, we took full benefit from the ijtima. So for that we need the bunyadi mehnat. Every street, every home, and every individual in every home. Attach them to the amals of the masjid, the five amals of the masjid. And also to put them into nakl harkat. As this masjid has shown us a stirring example, the last time 80 or 100 brothers from this masjid went to, I think, Port Shepston. See? So like that, to get into harkat, let us prepare each other. Let us participate, take a share. Have a share, let us have a hissa, a share in this great amal that is going to be taking place. So for that, let's mobilize ourselves amongst our friends, our satis. And in this way, inshallah, put our names forward and make fikr, inshallah, in the masjid and mashwara. And plan ourselves when from this masjid, the jamaats will go to different towns. We are the host. We need to go out to invite them to come to the ijtima. So for this, who is ready, inshallah? This is a simple tashkil, easy tashkil, according to your own convenience. Whether it is for 3 days, or for a weekend, or even just for the day, or just for an evening program somewhere. Whatever extent, whatever level, but there should not be anyone who is left out, who hasn't participated, or put his share forward. You talk like towns like Azadville. They say a town like Azadville during the ijtima, barring those who were very ill and aged, who had a genuine excuse, barring a handful which you can count on your fingertips, the entire town went out to invite for the ijtima. The entire town went out to invite for the ijtima, barring the few individuals that you can count on your fingertips. So let's make a record, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah, that every single musalli that is sitting here today, and every single sati that is sitting here today, inshallah, will make some nakul harkat, inshallah. For those who is ready, inshallah. Morning, ask kab jamaat niklegi? Next Wednesday, the 3-day jamaat is starting. Of course, as I said, they can go for 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, part of a day, part of an evening, whatever. Hamara hissa lag jaye bhai. Let us take a share in that. Aja mala, batao. Aja mala. Iske liye bolo. Who's ready for this, inshallah? Stand up. Bismillah. Bolo. Start writing. We need more writers. Come. Yes. Aage aajo. Come. Ji. There's Munir here. Or bolo. Dr. Parak. Who else? For this, no one should be left out. Harun bhai, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, brothers. No one should be left out. Ji. Ashraf. Izzan. Or bolo. Come, brothers. MashaAllah. Ji. Yeah, this taqaza is for this masjid. Ji. Ji. Ridwan. Who else? Kotwal. Ji. Who else? Bolo bhai. Who else? Ready, inshallah. MashaAllah. Or who else, inshallah? No one should be left out, inshallah. Ji? Let our names be entered on the register and the list of those who made the mehnat for the ijtima, the khair that will come out of the ijtima. Let us have a hissa, a share in that, my brothers. A share in that. Bolo. Who else, inshallah? Such an easy tashkil, so simple, within the reach of every one of us. Who else, inshallah? Take, so this taqaza was for this masjid.
This is the first jamaat. This is the first one.
The second one. Konsi tarikh
mein? Maharasburg.
Same weekend? The following weekend. Following weekend, inshallah, Maulana is preparing a jamaat for Marisburg. From now, who will make near to join Maulana? Bolo. Stand up, Bolo. Stand up, inshallah. If for some reason you can't make it this week, coming week, may have some commitments. But the following weekend, inshallah. Who's ready for that? Bolo, stand up. MashaAllah. Bolo. Give me your names. Second jamaat. Or Bolo. Who else? Ji. Stand up, stand up, stand up. One, two, three names. You give your names here. The two of you give your names here. Or Bolo. Who else, inshallah? Ji. Umar. Umar boy. Ji. Who else? There's another one. And? Ji. Stand up. Stand up. Tahir boy. MashaAllah. Who else? Who else? More for this week? Okay. Boot. Ji. Or Bolo, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? More brothers. So every masjid should take this takaza. Every musalla should take this takaza to go take back to your masjids and mobilize your musallis, brothers and asatis and so on. And in this way, inshallah, every masjid, let's go into harkat, inshallah. Ji, we all make that niyat, inshallah. At home. Thirty brothers. Yeah. Mr. Yusuf, how many satis? 100 satis. Allahu Akbar. They're going to Veralam. 100 satis from there. MashaAllah. Is tariqe se bolo bhai. 30, 50, 100, 150. Allahu Akbar. Allah kitne khush ho jayenge bhai. For the pleasure of Allah. Ji? MashaAllah. Ji. For Cockstar. MashaAllah. Ji. Great on. Alhamdulillah. Which weekend? 18th. MashaAllah. How many so far? Ji? Inshallah. Ji? One engine get ready, dabbe sab saad ho jayenge, inshallah. One engine will pull so many coaches. The engines must get ready. So many, all engines. I can see only engines here. I can't see any dabbas here. I can't see any coaches. Only engines.
One jamaat was supposed to go from Westbourne. Some satis can make some for 1 weekend.
Hurry.
Westbourne were given Hurry. Okay. Which weekend?
20th. Alhamdulillah. Ji, what about at home now? let us make them also shareholders in the fikr of the ijtima. How are they going to become shareholders?